you were looking at your corn and it seemed particularly short, unusually short for this time of year, you might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it should be taller.
Mm-hmm. Should be taller.
Mm-hmm. Or say if you had heard about a boy who'd gotten a spanking, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he
shouldn't have, huh? Mm-hmm.
Do people around here use the word ought very much? Say, like the question I asked you about the corn, somebody be likely to say, well,
it ought to be larger. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, you know, about the boy, you might. Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear somebody say, I bet he did something he oughtn't?
Mm-hmm.
What about if you were refusing to do something in a very strong way? You might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
still not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I just won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talking about the possibility of your being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
we'll try.
Mm-hmm. Or I might...
mm-hmm. Might do it.
Is there a type of bird around here that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
I don't know. We've got lots of birds around here, but I don't know.
Or the same.
Well, the mockingbird flies at night. It flies from one tree to another, you know, because there's been one of them sitting in that big tree over there across the tree from me and just singing at night and just changes his voice. And he'll say it about four times. He'll say, pretty, 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 pretty. And then he'll change his voice and say something else.
Uh-huh. What about the one that makes his hooting noise?
Oh, yeah, the hoot owl, huh? The owl.
Is he a pretty good-sized bird?
Yeah.
Hoot owl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there one that's maybe smaller and makes his high-pitched kind of noise?
A screech.
That's a screech owl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We talked about that yesterday.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we sure did. Mm-hmm. What about, did I ask you about this animal that has a black fur and... white streak down its back.
Skunk.
Skunk.
And you ask if we ever heard it called civet cat.
Yeah, is that what you call it?
And we call it skunks, just pure old skunk.
You ever heard people call them polecats?
Yeah, polecat.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm. They'd come near saying skunk and polecat than they would civet cat. Seemed like to me the civet cat's a different thing, different animal. Well, she said yesterday's civet cat, but I think a civet cat's a different animal than the skunk.
Can they both give off that strong odor?
I don't think so. I think skunk's the only one that does.
Hmm. I'd like to
look that up in the dictionary and see.
Yeah. Well, what about the animals that would be likely to get in your hen roost and raid it?
Possum.
Yeah. Is there any word that you would use to cover all those animals together, say possum, weasel, skunk, fox, something like that? You'd say they're all a bunch of...
Mm-mm, I don't know.
You ever heard people around here say something like, well, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those varmints?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could call them varmints.
Yeah.
What about this little animal with the bushy tail that, see it running around in trees?
Squirrel. Oh, there's lots of squirrels around here. They run over the streets. I had to stop, keep them running over them.
They're different types?
There is different types, but these are mostly the little... I don't know what you call them, which ones these are in town here that's so thick.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of
well, fox squirrels, I guess.
Fox squirrel. Mm-hmm. Would some people call that a red squirrel?
Well, there is a red squirrel, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about gray squirrels?
Yeah, there's a gray squirrel, uh-huh.
Is there something that's like a squirrel but doesn't climb trees? Maybe doesn't have that long tail? Long bushy tail?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of anything around here called a ground squirrel?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.